Ellen White speaks out on the Ballinger views. About this time, Mrs. White met Elder Ballinger in the hallway of the dormitory where she was staying. Of this experience she wrote, "As I spoke to him, it came vividly to my mind that this was the man whom I had seen in an assembly bringing before those present certain subjects, and placing upon passages in the Word of God a construction that could not be maintained as truth. He was gathering together a mass of scriptures such as would confuse minds because of his assertions and his misapplication of these scriptures, for the application was misleading and had not the bearing upon the subject at all which he claimed justified his position. Anyone can do this, and will follow his example to testify to a false position, but it was his own." She told Elder Ballinger that he was the minister that the Lord had presented before her in vision in Salamanca, New York, in 1890, as standing with a party who was urging that if the Sabbath truth were left out of the American Sentinel, the circulation of the paper would be largely increased. In her account of the experience, as recorded in her journal, Ellen White explained why she had come to Washington. "I declare in the name of the Lord that the most dangerous heresies are seeking to find entrance among us as a people, and Elder Ballinger is making spoil of his own soul. The Lord has strengthened me to come the long journey to Washington to this meeting to bear my testimony in vindication of the truth of God's Word and the manifestation of the Holy Spirit in confirmation of Bible truth." On Wednesday, May 24, in a message entitled "A Warning Against False Theories," Mrs. White addressed herself to the subject in a document that most likely was read to a rather limited group. A copy was placed in Elder Ballinger's hands. In plain language she declared, "Our instructor spoke words to Brother Ballinger. Those who receive your interpretation of Scripture regarding the sanctuary service are receiving error and following in false paths. The enemy will work the minds of those who are eager for something new, preparing them to receive false theories and false expositions of the Scriptures." A part of Elder Farnsworth's evaluation of Elder Ballinger's views follows. "He has been studying the subject of the sanctuary a good deal lately, and he comes to the conclusion that the atonement was made when Christ was crucified and that when he ascended he went immediately into the most holy place and that his ministry has been carried on there ever since. He takes such texts as and compares them with 25 or 30 expressions of the same character in the Old Testament where he claims that in every instance the term within the veil signifies within the most holy place. He says the outer veil or the door of the tabernacle is never called the veil of the tabernacle, except, once, and then by implication, and does not think that one instance should be so construed as to practically overthrow the rest. He sees clearly that his view cannot be made to harmonize with the testimonies, at least he admits freely that he is totally unable to do so, and even in his own mind, as far as he is able to see at present, there is an irreconcilable difference. This, of course, involves the authenticity of the testimonies and practically upsets them, I mean, in his mind. It also upsets our views concerning the sanctuary and its work, though he does not really think that way. It also involves to a greater or lesser extent our views of the two covenants, and how much more I was not able to ascertain, E. W. Farnsworth to AGD. In AGD to WCW, March 16, 1905. Unlike his immediate and hearty response to the testimony of correction in 1891, Elder Ballinger this time turned from the message and appeal of Ellen White and the counsel of his brethren and held tenaciously to his cherished views. This led to his being dropped from the ministry of the Seventh-day Adventist Church. It was a bitter experience for all concerned.